AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden traveled to Lake Charles, Louisiana, a 70-year-old interstate highway bridge 20 years beyond replacement in the background, to pitch his infrastructure overhaul bill as being right for the economy and the people.
This is about creating jobs and also saving lives.
Congressional Republicans not willing to pay the $2.3 trillion price tag.
I'm ready to compromise. What I'm not ready to do, I'm not ready to do nothing. I'm not ready to have another period where America has another infrastructure month and doesn't change a damn thing.
Biden wants to raise a corporate tax rate back to where it was before the Trump tax law was passed. Evanston, Illinois leaders agree to reparations for past racial policies for black families.
Evanston is giving eligible black residents $25,000 housing grants for down payments, repairs, or existing mortgages this year. It was introduced by Alderwoman Robin Rue Simmons.
For us to continue year after year after year to have this racial disparity without doing something radically different was unacceptable.
Fellow Alderwoman Cicely Fleming in Evanston doesn't like the way this is being done.
It fell super flat to me, and in some ways was a little bit offensive, because we're essentially saying we realize we harmed you, we want to address that harm, but we're going to do that by benefiting the banks.
The average income of black families in Evanston is $46,000 less than white families. Last summer's reckoning over racial injustice revived interest in reparations across the country. I'm Ed Donahue.
A sixth grade girl is accused of shooting two fellow students and a custodian at a middle school in Rigby, Idaho, before a teacher took the gun away from her. Jefferson County Sheriff Steve Anderson tells KIFI multiple shots were fired inside and outside the school.
The incident took place in the hallway and outside.
The three victims are expected to survive. This is AP News. A UN study finds cutting methane pollution is crucial to reducing climate change in the short term.
Methane is much more potent in trapping heat than the chief greenhouse gas, carbon dioxide. But methane only lingers for about a dozen years, while carbon dioxide sticks around for centuries. The UN report says emissions of both need to be cut, but methane cuts pay off quicker. Cutting emissions in half by 2030 could prevent a half degree of future warming and a quarter million deaths from air pollution annually. The report also says methane reduction would be relatively inexpensive by plugging leaks in pipelines, stopping venting of natural gas during drilling, and capturing gas from landfills. Reducing methane from belching livestock and other agricultural sources is the biggest challenge. I'm Ben Thomas.
A bank robbery has developed into a hostage-taking in St. Cloud, Minnesota. Local and state police, along with the FBI, are at a Wells Fargo bank. Police say no one has been hurt. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.